What prompted you to release your press statement about community policing at the UAlbany campus?
Well, I wanted to support the whole notion that we should be thinking about community policing in as many locales and jurisdictions as possible. The city of Albany has embraced community policing over the last almost 7 years, and we see the benefits of it. It's a philosophy that allows the police department and the community to approach problems in a partnership, and they can also find ways to come up with solutions to those problems. So I think it creates a very beneficial environment, not only for police, but for the community as a whole. When I saw that the University at Albany was involved in trying to implement community policing, I wanted to support that effort because I think it would be especially good for universities, because we really don't want to see young people especially being arrested and prosecuted for minor offenses and some of those behaviors that young people always engage in, because it could destroy their chances to graduate and lead productive lives. So we're basically supporting the whole notion of community policing because we think it's a really effective way of developing better relationships between police and the community, and also dealing with some of the criminal behaviors. We think that crime can be reduced by working very closely with the community.
Community policing in Albany has progressed, and now body cameras, which some see as a panacea, are coming into use as another tool. But some say their effectiveness is only as good as what they record.
Certainly body cams can be beneficial to both residents and police. We know that when police are accused of certain kinds of behavior, they might have something that's on the video that would show that they acted properly. They're not a panacea, and we've been focusing on that issue very closely. It depends a lot on a number of things. First of all, if the police officers are trained properly is a question that has to be raised. In many cases, they are not. The public doesn't have access to all of the videos that they would like, and it's not easy to get them and to view them. Human mistakes are always a factor. The videos might not be turned on, and so you don't get the information that you want. There are all kinds of mechanical failures to body cams that interfere with recordings. And you don't always capture what you would want to capture in using body cams. It depends on where they're located on the body of the police officer, the angle and the position. It's open to a lot of problems. Even the ones that we've been able to get that are pretty clear and direct have not really led to any clarity on what actually happened. I don't know of any police that have been prosecuted successfully by using a body cam video. So it's not the panacea. I think what we need to do is focus more on systemic changes in policing. We need to make sure that police are trained in things like implicit bias and procedural justice and how to respect all people equally. Those are the things that we like to see focused on. But as I said, body cams can be useful in certain limited situations, but they're definitely not a panacea.
And the use of video in any circumstance, be it video from a surveillance camera or video on a city bus, the conclusions one might draw are not always unanimous.
And I think we saw that very clearly in the most recent case regarding the SUNY students on the Albany city bus. No one still really knows what happened in that particular situation. As a matter of fact, the most successful videos, you know, haven't even been that helpful. And those are the ones that are done by citizens who have very great interest in making sure that they capture exactly what they're seeing. But even those have not led to any successful prosecution of police officers when we see very clearly what we thought happened. And we still have to think about how do we bring good policing to our communities, and body cameras is only one way of helping in some limited situations.
And the whole issue revolves around trust. There's a story that just came out regarding a police officer in Baltimore who apparently somehow manipulated some body cam footage, and that's all going through legal channels right now. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it's the trust between the community and the police officer. And this is why a lot of people say we need more cops on the beat. We need police officers to introduce themselves to the citizens and vice versa. In Albany, the goal has been toward getting the police and the community together with the various meetings and the pop-up barbecues and things. And
right.
How's that working out in your estimation?
Yeah, I think it's working out quite well. I've been observing and involved with policing issues in Albany for well over 30 years. And I must say in the last 6 or 7 years, I've seen remarkable change, mainly because they adopted community policing, which, as I said, is a partnership. And I think that partnership is so important. The community now views itself as part of a team that's concerned with public safety. We always in the past thought that public safety was something that was only assigned to police departments. But now the community wants to be involved and wants to have a lot more control over what happens in their community regarding police. And Albany, in adopting community policing, also moved forward in implementing a LEAD program, which is the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program, which requires the community to be very closely involved with what's going on in their police department. So trust is a major issue. We've developed ACPAC, which is a citizens group that works with the police on identifying problems and solutions. I see an incredible difference in terms of how the community views the police. Now, not all the problems have been solved, obviously. There's still problems on the street with both police and community residents. But I think we've made a giant step towards developing that trust that's so important between the police department and the community.